Welcome to Nobis here. My name is Greg Horn. We've been talking this week about I want to be a sheep. And we've been basing that after John chapter 10, verses 11, 14 through 15, and verse 27. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And we've been talking this week about as followers of Jesus, who is the good shepherd of our lives, and we are his sheep. And the Bible talks about sheep over 500 times, that there are things we can learn from being a sheep. And so far this week, we've talked about one, just spending time with the shepherd so we know his voice. Secondly, that God also, like sheep, chooses to use us in different ways. And three, to be a good listener like sheep are, because God wants to speak to you. And he often does that in a gentle whisper. And I ask the question, are you listening? Are you really listening for God? Are you turning off your social media, turn off TV, maybe even turning off the radio? I hope you'll wait a few minutes till we're done here, but just to ask God. And friends, you can ask God a question and he will answer you. But we have to put ourselves in places to do that. And the Bible tells us that even Jesus drew away from the crowds just so he could spend time with his heavenly Father. And friends, if the Son of God, Jesus, had to do that, I think it means that we also need to do it, doesn't it? We have to be very intentional about it. A fourth thing I want to share from you about what we can learn from sheep is that sheep follow the shepherd. Jesus said there in verse 27 of John chapter 10, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And I got to ask you today, are you following the world? Are you following social media all the time? Or are you following your shepherd? And the 23rd Psalm is one that I do share a lot at funerals that I do, and it does bring us a lot of comfort, but it's not a verse that we just have to need to use for funerals. I think it's a verse for every day. And a lot of you know this psalm, and you may want to read it out loud together with me. You may have it memorized by heart like most of us do that have been followers of Jesus for maybe several seasons. But I want to read that verse and just remind you of how the shepherd is with us as his sheep. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. I want to ask you today, do you need some quietness in your life? Do you need a financial blessing? Do you need food to eat? I mean, it says he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Jesus came and he was known. One of his names was Prince of Peace. I like in the 23rd Psalm, it goes on to say in verse 3 that he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. You need some guidance, some help. Not sure which way to go with the decision you need to make. It says in the 23rd Psalm that he guides me along the right path for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Friends, right now, you may be walking through a really turbulent season of life, but the Lord is with you. Jesus is with you. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother or a sister. And I know for some of you, maybe that's not a good analogy because you don't have good siblings. You don't have good relationships with them. And yet, I want to let you know that Jesus says, hey, I'll be your brother. I'll be your sister. I will help you. I like that it goes on to say in the 23rd Psalm that I will fear no evil for you're with me because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. As a shepherd, the shepherd had to use his rod and his staff at times to help protect the sheep when wild animals would try to come and get them, or they would try to get off the herd, you know, the group that they were together, and they would have to use that rod or staff to get them back to staying with the other sheep. And I'm so thankful that God does that with us, that his rod and his staff, that they comfort us. They protect us. And friends, he's doing that for you right now. Goes on to say in verse 5 of the 23rd Psalm, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies to anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for." You know, I heard a recent, it was a radio program focused on the family, that they actually did a video interview with author and pastor John Burke. And it was a book he recently wrote about heaven. And he was talking about, you know, how so many people, he recorded over 1,000 different interviews with people, and talking about people that had died and came back to life, and about their experiences of looking and seeing what heaven was like. And it was just such an amazing book. And I would just, it was called, the book's called Imagine Heaven. And I really would encourage you to Google that and check that out. But just talking about, you know, man, when we go to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that there is this peace, there's just this overwhelming amount of love, and that everything, the beauty here, it is at a whole nother dimension there in heaven. And friends, I want to remind you today, this is all temporary. And I know it's so hard because we have to live here. But this is just a dress rehearsal for the real act, the real play, the real game, okay, the game of life. And God is getting us prepared for that. And decisions you're making today are going to influence what your life and your experiences are like are going to be in heaven. And I want to encourage you to make God-honoring decisions in all that you do, and to honor God. And it says there in that verse 5 of the 23rd Psalm that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Friends, he's with you. You got to go into a tough meeting today, and a tough conversation. Maybe they're not people you consider enemies, but you know it's just going to be a stressful time. I want you to know that God is already going before you. It says, go on to the second part of verse 5, that you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Friends, the Lord is going to be with you, and he's going to protect you there. And his goodness and love is going to follow you all the days, all the places you go in your life. And somebody listening, they need to be reminded of that. And then there'll be a day, if we have humbly accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we don't have to be afraid, because he has gone before us to prepare a place for us. And I'm so excited what that's going to be like someday. Fifth and final thing I want to talk to you about being a sheep is that Jesus still joyfully looks for lost sheep. Some of you maybe have wandered off the path. Maybe you accepted Jesus as a child, or maybe as a young adult, or maybe it's when you're older in life. But, you know, if you're honest, you've wandered off the path. And I like the parable, and I know it's, I think, Brewster McLeod, who has a great coffee shop where he tries to help those with special needs be able to have a job in the workplace. I want to encourage you to go check out McLeod's Coffee House, located over off Southland Drive near Gino's formal affair, where you get tuxedos and dresses for weddings and proms and things. And Winchell's, just a great locally owned restaurant. But McLeod's Coffee House, go check it out. But I know this parable is one of Brewster's favorite parables, who served on staff at Southland Christian for 40 years also. But it's in Luke, and it says in chapter 15, verse 1, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.'" And friends, I want to remind you today, I mean, I get guilty of staying in my holy huddle sometimes. People that believe in Jesus like I do and want to grow in their personal relationship with him. But I want to encourage you and challenge you, as I challenge myself, to make sure that we don't get totally isolated in our holy huddles, and that we are creating relationship with those who don't know Jesus. And yet, We also have to be careful, those of us looking on the outside, when we see people trying to do that, that we don't try to judge them, just like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law did about Jesus. But Jesus told them this parable. He said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And this is the part I love of this parable. And when he finds it, he joyfully puts the sheep on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I'll tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. That part of that, he says, he joyfully puts the sheep on his shoulders and goes home. Friends, some of you right now, you may be so weary, you're just thinking, I can't hardly go on. I don't know if I can make it another day. I want you to know, if you come to Jesus, he will joyfully pick you up, put you on his shoulders, and he will help carry you home, help you get through another day. And I'm so thankful to know that when you turn back to God and turn away from things that are separating you from God, that God rejoices and the angels in heaven are rejoicing, because God created us for relationship. We are meant for relationship. And yet, sometimes I'm thinking, oh, I'm too far from God. He can't. He won't come after me, but he does, friends. And yet, I got to remind you that, you know, sometimes sheep, because they don't have a sense of direction, that if one sheep in a group starts to go off, that sometimes their flocking and following instinct is so strong that it causes them to die. And there is a story about over 400 sheep in Turkey in 2006 where one sheep tried to cross a deep ravine and all the rest of them followed and they all drowned. And friends, that's where I think a lot of people are at today, that they are following the news, all this social media, and they're drowning with discouragement and depression and anger and hopelessness. And I want to remind you to look to your shepherd. And, you know, for some of you, maybe you're also like sheep in the standpoint that sheep, if they fall over, they can't get up without some help. The shepherd has to use his rod and his staff or maybe physically help pick them up. And you know what? Maybe for you right now, you've kind of fallen over in your life and feel like you can't get back up. And I want to remind you, Jesus, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy-hearted, and I will give you rest. My burden is light. My yoke is easy. And they used to put a yoke upon oxen to help them pull things. And obviously a yoke had to be pretty heavy and strong to get them to stay together. But Jesus, no, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And for some of you right now, you just need to come to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus. And there's a really great passage in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 11. It says that he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and he carries them close to his heart. And friends, I want you to know today that if you'll come close to Jesus, if you draw near to God, as James chapter 4, verse 6 says, when we draw near to God, that God will draw near to you. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.